Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah to our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. We bless you this morning, O King. You are mighty God. You are holy God. You are our righteous Lord. You are the King, O God, that we stand in the need of. Kings and queens bow before you. You created the kings of the earth and the queens of the earth. You created them with your high right hand, your holy arm, your mighty hand. What a great God you are. What a mighty God you are. We honor your presence this morning, O God. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in us. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for what you're doing in Bible Storyland. We thank you for what you're doing on Blog Talk Radio. We thank you for straightening out every crooked thing in our way, O God. We thank you for making the path straight. What a mighty God you are. You're awesome in all your ways. In Jesus' name, Satan, we rebuke you. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. The blood of Jesus is against you. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we are lifting up the King of Kings, the Almighty God. Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy great and holy name. You are a shepherd. And we shall not want. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we do not fear evil, because you are with us, O God. Your rod and your staff is comforting us every day of our lives. So, Father, we thank you this morning for what you're doing in all of us. We surrender all. We surrender all to you today, Lord God. And we are thanking you that you are the great and mighty King. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, that we are redeemed from the curse through the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that we are the seed of Abraham and his blessings is ours. In the name of Jesus, we're thanking you this morning for everything that you're doing on our behalf. What a mighty God you are. You are holy and a righteous God. We break and release ourselves from all generational curses and iniquities. As a result of our forefathers, as a result of the sins of our forefathers, in the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses on both sides of our families back 200 generations. In Jesus' name, we break the curses of witchcraft, sorcery, and divination. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of pride and rebellion. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of death and destruction. In the name of Jesus, we break and rebuke all curses of sickness and infirmity. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of poverty, lack, and debt. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of rejection. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of double-mindedness and schizophrenia. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of Jezebel and Ahab, in the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of divorce and separation. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, from all self-inflicted curses by negative words we have spoken, in the name of Jesus. We command every demon hiding behind a curse to come out, in the name of Jesus. Father, we honor your presence this morning. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. You are wonderful in all your ways. We bind and cast out the spirit of Apollyon, Abaddon, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you this morning that you are the holy God. We are redeemed from destruction. We break all curses of destruction in our family and in the bloodline. In the name of Jesus, we renounce all pride that will open the door to destruction. Rescue our souls, O God, from destruction. Send your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and deliver us from any destruction. The destroyer cannot come into our lives or our families. In the name of Jesus, the destroyer cannot destroy our prosperity or our posterity, in the name of Jesus. We are delivered from destruction that wastes at noonday. There is no wasting or destruction within our borders. We enter at the straight gate. We will not walk in the path of destruction. We bind the spirit of mammon that leads to destruction. We will keep our mouths and avoid destruction. We bind and rebuke the spirit of poverty that leads to destruction. We rebuke all destruction from our gates in the name of Jesus. And Father, you are a holy God, a righteous God, and we cover everybody on Bible Storyland this morning with the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing on Bible Storyland and what you're going to do. We bless and honor you as the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Nobody's greater. Nobody's holier than you, our King. Oh, God, you are a true and living Father. You are the Lord, oh, God, of our lives. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning for what you're doing and what you're going to do. Oh, we bless your name. We bless your name this morning, oh, God. Your name is wonderful. Your name is Counselor. Your name is Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Oh, we're giving you glory, honor, and thanksgiving this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, be high and lifted up, our King. Be high and lifted up, Almighty God, Almighty Father. Oh, we honor you. We bow before you. We exalt you. We exalt the name of Jesus. Nobody greater. Nobody holier. Oh, God, we thank you this morning for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless you today, oh, God. You are awesome and mighty, most powerful God, most high God, nobody greater, nobody holier than you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Bible Story Land welcomes each of you this morning. And we say hallelujah to the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. We bless you. We bless you, oh God. Well, good morning, good morning to each and every one of you on Bible Story Land. We agree with the Lord's plan this morning for Bible Story Land, so we are allowing God to have his way like never before. He is the God that loves his people. He loves us with an eternal love. With an eternal love, he loves us. So we are thanking him this morning for all that he's doing and all that he's about to do. Hallelujah. He is our King. He is our Lord. He is our Shepherd. Well, today is Children's Day. We are thanking the Lord for the children. May they learn of the word and be taught of the word while they are young. And may their hearts have the word written on the tables of their hearts. The word of God says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long upon the earth. That thou mayest live long upon the earth. That thou mayest live long upon the earth. So we are thanking the Lord this morning for what he's doing in our children. We decree and declare our children are going to live long lives. Long lives. So I thank the Lord this morning for what he's doing and what he's about to do. You know he's holy and righteous. He is almighty. He is the almighty King. He is the almighty God. No God is greater than our God. He is the God that heals us. He is a Jehovah Rapha, that mighty healer. He is the God that provides for us, Jehovah Jireh. Oh, yes, he is Jehovah Elohim, the Most High God, Jehovah El Elyon. He is Jehovah Jesus. He lives and he sits on the right hand of the Father, interceding for you and me. What a great God we have. What a great God we serve. We thank the Lord this morning. Proverbs 1:8 says, my son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. My son, keep thy father's commandments and forsake not the law of thy mother. Ephesians 6:1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Colossians 3:20, children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing. And you know the Lord gave the word for all of us. He didn't leave the children out. He said the children are a part of his kingdom. He loves the children. Well, this morning we have with us Karen Ichell. She's going to play a song of praise this morning unto our King, our Lord, our Shepherd. He is the great King. Good morning, Karen. Is it cold in Houston this morning?
It just cooled down overnight last night. It's nippy. It's not real, real cold yet, but it's getting there.
All right, all right. What are you going to play this morning?
Be careful, little ears, what you hear.
All righty. Thank you so much. Making sure our children see certain things, hear certain things. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. For the Father up above is looking down in love. So be careful. Be careful, little eyes. Be careful, little mouth, what you say. Now, that's not only little mouths. That goes for us as well. You know, we got to be careful as well. What we hear, what we see, what we say. Where we go, what we touch, what we think. Yes, indeed. Thank you so much, Karen, for that beautiful song. We praise the Lord and thank the Lord for you. Oh, we're blessing the Lord this morning on Bible Storyland, and we are thanking him that he is the Most High God. He is the one that cares about us and our children. He didn't forget us. He included the children. So I thank the Lord for the children this morning. You know, God is a great God. He's the Almighty Father. And you know what? We must teach our children to obey us. When I go into the public schools or even in the grocery store sometimes, children are disobedient. They're not listening to their parents. The parents are not making sure they listen to them. They tell them, sit here, children, get up, run all around. They say, be quiet, children, keep making noise. So you know what? We have got to train our children. We can't make excuses. Well, you know they daddy in jail and they mom. No, 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 no. They got to live in this world too. They can't live on what their mama and their daddy did or did not do. They have a lot. They have life for themselves. So they got to obey first with us. When they learn to obey their parents, that's how they learn to obey God. They don't know how to obey God unless we teach them. So we got to teach them how to obey, how to listen and follow instructions, like Solomon's son. He says, son, listen to the instructions of a father. Do not despise your mother's law. So we got to teach them to listen to. We got to have rules in the home. So when they get to school, they'll know how to listen to rules, how to obey the rules. You know, you tell them, turn to page 25, and they're not looking all around the room or doing something else. You tell them to look up here, they're not talking to each other because you taught them to obey before they get there. And then we have to teach them, listen, I don't care what other children are doing. I'm concerned about what you're doing. You listen to the teacher. Even if the other ones are disobedient, you listen. You set the tone. Obedience is very, very vital in us and for us to teach it to our children. It will save their lives. So we got to teach our children what thus said the Lord. God's ways are higher than ours. And you know what? He gives us promises, and he gives promises to our children. But we got to teach them to obey, to be obedient. God wants our children to obey us, their grandparents, the teachers, those who have rule and authority over them, because it's well-pleasing to the Lord when children obey. And just like God wants us to obey him, he wants our children to obey as well. Ephesians 6 and 3 says that it may be well with them, and they may live long upon upon this earth. So we have to pray for our children continuously. We have two women of God on that's going to pray for the children this morning. First, we have Pastor Susie Seward. She is from Jacksonville. She lives in Jacksonville, Florida. She's on with us this morning. She's going to pray for the children. Good morning, Pastor Seward. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. How are you?
I'm doing great, and it's good to hear your voice. Thank you so much
for
being
here. God bless you. Glad to be a part.
Amen, amen. Pastor Susie loves in the public school. She loves the children, but she's like me. She's going to say, look, you got to sit down and listen so you can get an education. She talked to them now. She knows how to handle those children in the classroom. And many of them, she'll tell you they're out of order. So we are praying for God to get them back in order. So, Pastor Susie, right ahead and let God have his way as you pray to our Father.
Amen. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we bless you this morning. We certainly appreciate you. We thank you, Father, right now for the children. Oh, God, we thank you right now, because God, you said, suffer little children come unto me. Oh God, but you will have the parents to bring the kids up in the admonition of you, God. Oh God, they need the training. They need the knowledge and understanding of who you are and what you expect of them. Oh God, touch the parents to teach these children. Move by your power, God, in the name of Jesus. We bind every satanic attack over these families, over the children's minds, the parents' minds, that they don't even have a mind to teach their children. They don't even have a mind to live for you to understand how to teach them. But God, we pray this morning that you move mighty, miraculously, God, for these children. Oh God, if their parents don't do it, God, give someone else the patience to teach them, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, move mightily that you continue to protect them, God, in the name of Jesus, from all hurt, harm, danger. Oh God, give them the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of who you are, God, what you expect of them, God. Oh God, move by your power, God. God, some things you don't even need training, God. Some things just come by the Spirit of God. Oh God, teach them. Open up the eyes of their understanding to know who you are, God. Hallelujah, God, that you would have them to make right choices, God, in the home, in the school, out in the public. Oh, God, move mightily, God. I bind every disrespect for disobedient, rebellious spirit. Oh, God, we take authority over these spirits right now, trying to bind these children, trying to hinder them, trying to hold them back in life. Oh, God, we take authority over it right now in the name of Jesus. Every filthy, unclean spirit, God, we call out. We take authority over the strong man. God, we decree right now breakthrough for these children. We decree, God, the atmosphere be clear for these children.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you right now that there's nothing too hard for you, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now that you hear the prayers of the righteous. Oh, God, that we are praying daily for these children. Oh, God, to walk upright, God, to live right, to talk right, to love right. Oh, God, we thank you right now that they shall become obedient and respectful. Oh, God, we bless you right now for these children. We thank you, God, that there'll be a turnaround in their home, that they receive love, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we don't make no excuses, God, hallelujah, God, because if there's a will, there's a way that a change can come in these children's lives. God, if we are not there with them, God, you hear our prayers to open doors for changes. And, God, we thank you right now that these prayers are not in vain for these children. We glorify you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Sewell. She's a mighty woman of God. Her son is a pastor. What's the name of the church that your son and you attend?
Christian Deliverance Outreach Ministries.
Her son is an awesome, mighty man of God. Young man, got a family. He knows
Amen.
How to preach that word. So we thank God
Amen.
For you. And you are a blessing in my life. She come on our prayer line on Tuesdays and pray with us with the children. So we are thanking God. I know she's tired many days, but she pressed her way to pray for the children. So I thank God for you, Pastor Seward. Thank you so much
Amen.
For that.
Amen. Thank God for you. Amen.
Well, we are honoring our children today. We're speaking blessings on our children. We are making null and void every curse that's been sent. You know, sometimes people curse
Amen.
Children and don't even know they're cursing them. Not with those
Yes.
awful words. But they're speaking negative. The children this, the children no, no, no. It's not the children. If we do what God said, train them up in the way they should go, you know they're going to follow God's law. They may stray off, but they know. I pray
yes.
for them in the street. And when I pray for them, they bow their head. I'm talking about children. They know God. But God wants them to be saved. They know who he is. They know his name. Some of them go to church. But you know what my concern is? The majority of children do not go to church anymore. The majority of the children do not reverence God. Oh, my God, that presses on my heart. I'm like, Lord, we used to go to church. If our parents didn't go, they sent us. Now they don't go, and many of them don't go and don't send the children. And, you know, I was passing a school recently, and it hit me like a ton of bricks. I saw a police car, and I'm thinking, you know what? What's worse, the belt or the gun? I would choose the belt any day over a policeman being in a school with my children with a gun. The belt need to come back. The board of education, it did not kill our children, but the guns are killing them.
Yes.
They're getting records early in the school that's following them throughout their lives. Visit a school. Pick a school in your city. Go visit the school. You'll see what I'm talking about. Chaos lives there. Confusion lives there. Disorder lives there. We are calling forth peace, order back in the public schools. You know, we are honoring our children today. We're speaking blessings over them. We decree and declare longevity is our children's portion, especially for our male children, our sons. Many boys are getting killed, not just hurt. When I was going to school, they fought. They ain't used knives, guns. They just fought each other and went on home. But nowadays, they murder each other. They come to school with guns. They go to airport with guns, but they stop them. So they can stop them from going to school with guns. They can stop them from bringing drugs to school. They can stop them from having sex in the bathroom. They're giving paraphernalia to our children. They're giving our children rubbers, prophylactics, and giving our girls pills.
Oh.
That's out of order. That's against God's law.
Oh.
He said he wants our children to be transformed, not conforming to this world's ways. I'm talking about some godly people allow their children to do these things. We decree and declare our children will be taught of the Lord while they are young. and God's word will be written on the tables of their heart. We decree and declare salvation at early ages, healing and deliverance. We decree and declare our children will know their purpose. They're going to know why God created them. Some children, they tell me, I'm going to training school and I leave. No. You got to go up higher than training. You get training, yeah, you can have training, but get that training to make money to go higher, to get a higher education. I'm talking about brilliant children. I'm not talking about children that, you know, that's halfway failing. And even though many children fail in school, it's not because they don't have, they're not smart. They are very smart. God is birthing Daniels in the land, knowledgeable, smart. Ask them to fix your computer. Ask them to fix your cell phone. Ask them to show you this. They're brilliant. They're brilliant. Ask them to sing a song for you. Most of them are going to sing a worldly song, but they know every word. So we got to teach them like never before. Well, we have another awesome, mighty woman of God on. We got plenty of mighty people of God on. This woman of God I met recently at Apostle Thomas's appreciation here in Jacksonville. Mighty woman of God. Mighty, mighty woman of God. Her name was Apostle Derry. She's going to pray for the children. Good morning, Apostle Derry. How are you?
Good morning. God bless you, Sister G. I'm blessed. Thank the Lord.
Amen. We are so happy to have you on with us. This is her first time on, so we welcome you. And let God have his way as you pray for the children this morning. We are so thankful.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Father and Lord God, in the name of Jesus, giving you praise, honor, and glory this morning, Lord. Thanking you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for allowing us to awake this morning in our right minds. Thank you, Father God, for having a desire to serve you, Lord God, and to pray for our children. Pray for our young people, Father God. Pray for those, Lord God, that you place in charge over them, Lord God, to teach them. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just give you praise, honor, and glory this morning. Lord God, for even blessing us to have children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, Father. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you, hallelujah, appointed us as parents over our children, Father, in the name of Jesus. Therefore, Father, you said to bring our children up in the admonition of the Lord, Lord God. You told us also, Father God, to teach them, Lord God, the way. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray this day, Lord God, that parents will be touched and turned around in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you will open up their mind spiritually, Lord God, not just physically, for they're as open, God, and it's too much of the open physical. Now we ask you that you turn it around and open their mind spiritually, Lord God, that they will have ears and that they may hear spiritually, they will have eyes and that they may see spiritually. God, what a great and mighty mind of holiness, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they may understand, God, what they are placed here to do as you bless them with children, because these are gifts to that people. God, these children, our children and grandchildren and all, God, they are gifts to us. God, not for us, the Lord, to let them have their way in all things, God. We have to raise them up, Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, in the admonition of the Lord, in the way you'd have us to raise them and to teach them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray and I ask you, Lord God, that you touch the hearts of parents this day, mothers and fathers, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, uncles and grandpapas and grandmamas, Lord, all those that are aunties and uncles that are raising them, Lord God. I pray that you touch them, God, with your touch of love this morning. Turn them around, God, that they may understand, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that's what they are giving these children for, God. Oh, Father, I realize, God, that there are many children, God, would obey, Lord God, if the parents would just stay in place, God. If they would do that which you'd have them to do, Father God, rather than, Lord God, doing it their own thing, God, may I say, God, rather than, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, trying to do for them own themselves, God, do their own thing as they say, God, in the name of Jesus, don't have enough time, taking out time for their children, Father God, as you've given them to us, for they are gifts to us. Lord, bless thy people, bless thy children, Lord God, give them a mind, God, to seek your holy face, why yet still, Lord God, day, seek your holy face while you are near, call upon you while you're still hearing and answering the prayers of us, your people, Father God.
God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, give these people the mind, God, hallelujah, to serve you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Be it in the schools, Lord God, no matter what they say, God, that the children should not be taught in school, but Lord, cause the teachers to teach them right in school, God, in spite of, Father God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that our young people, Lord God, begin to desire, Lord God, to learn of you. God, to desire, Lord God, to do that which is right. Desire to go to church, God. And not only the children going to church, God, but that their parents are taking them to church, Lord God, rather than sending them, Father. That's one of a great problem, Lord. Lord God, touch the hearts of your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I bind up every incident and accident, God, that comes to our young people, that comes to our children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I rebuke and bind and render powerless all of these drugs and alcohol and nicotine and murdering spirits, God, that the enemy has turned over to them, God. Hallelujah, how he has intimidated, humiliated, and aggravated the children, Lord. God, and the parents as well, God. I break that curse off of the parents, God, that think that whatever they do is more important than their children. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Father God. For we have some good children, some, Lord God, children that are easy to learn, God, in the name of the desire to learn, hungry to learn, God. But there must first, Lord God, be people there, Lord God, to teach them their parents, Lord God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray and ask you this morning, Lord God, that you move on it, and I know that you will. God, I have no eye, no thought in my mind that you won't. But I ask you to move on these parents, God. Wake them up this morning, God. Cause them to begin to take time and take inventory, God, as to what is really happening. We wonder why their children are getting murdered. God, hallelujah, getting raped, God, getting sold in slavery. God, it's all because the parents are not doing what you'd have them to do. But Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Almighty God, I declare and decree this morning, Lord God, that parents' minds are going to be touched, God, that their hearts are going to be touched, Lord God, this morning. God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that our minds are going to be turned around this morning, God. Hallelujah, into holiness, into righteousness, God, into obedience unto you, Father God. Not obedience unto man, not obedience unto the things, God, that make them feel good or look good, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Not that they're trying to be more children than their children, God, because they are the parents, Lord God. How can the parents, hallelujah, not obey you, Lord God, unless, Lord God, they are obedient themselves, Lord God, hallelujah, to your word. Therefore, this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, God, I pray for all young people. I pray for all children. Lord God, not only stopping at the young children, God, the babies even, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, Lord God, hallelujah, they learn and they learn quickly. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, but how can they learn in righteousness unless there's someone to teach them, God, and you've sent them teachers, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, their parents, Lord God, therefore, in the name of Jesus, give their parents ears to hear what the word has us to say. Give them eyes to see that which you show us, Father God, spiritually as well as physically, Lord, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, stop and get, hallelujah, on the drugs and the alcohol and the nicotine, God, and all of the different kinds of paraphernalia, God, in the name of Jesus, that they do it for themselves, Lord, and turn from their wicked ways and seek your holy face, God. Call upon you while you're near, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll hear you. We'll hear, God. You will hear and you will answer, hallelujah, speedily, as they teach us, Father God. Hallelujah. Take care of our children, Lord God, so that our children won't be murdered and hurt up, Lord God. Won't be raped, God, in the name of Jesus. Won't have alcohol and won't be bragging with guns and things, God, ready to shoot out the people that's going to shoot them to kill, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Then the children, Lord God, our children won't be, God, thinking that they're so much of an adult, Lord God, before time. This, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to do so in Jesus' name, Lord God. Hallelujah, you've given us the roadmap, God. You've told us what to do. God, the only thing we got to do is to seek your holy face. Call upon you while you're near, Lord God, and you will hear and you will answer us. Hallelujah, you will speedily answer us if we just call upon you, Lord God, in sincerity. God, return people back to the fold, Lord. Return these people back to the fold, these parents back. God, return these teachers, God, in the name of Jesus. Let them not be afraid to stand on your word and speak, hallelujah, what thus saith the Lord, rather than what they saith man, God. And man, instead of killing up our children, Lord, oh God, filling up their veins with poison, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, hallelujah, turn it around, God. I know that you're able to turn it around, God. Hallelujah. From the littlest to the biggest, God, the youngest to the oldest. In the name of Jesus, God, that's all over the land in every nation, God. Oh, God, it's so little they want to kill up people, take innocent lives, God, because if that's what they've been taught. Oh, God, but in the name of Jesus, that you make a difference, God. Turn it around in Jesus' name. And God, we notice it can, and we thank you for it this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, I call it all done in Jesus' name. And I bind up, Lord God, every incident, every accident. I bind up all Jezebel spirits, Ahab spirits, fallen angels, instant fiery darts, every familiar spirit, every lying spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of profanity, God, in the name of Jesus. Everything, God, that's not like you, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we rebuke it, bind it, rend it powerless, and cast it back to the very bottomless pit of hell from whence it came, Lord God. And I command in the name of Jesus that it shall not return to us, God. And all of us, your people here in Jacksonville, God, I pray for each and every one, every mom, every dad, every grandma and grandpa, God, in the name of Jesus, every sister and every brother, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that are taking care of children, that are being blessed with children, God, in the daycare, Lord God, hallelujah, in the nursing home, God, in the homes, Lord God, wherever they are, God, even those that are incarcerated, God, hallelujah, I pray, Lord God, that you touch the hearts of those that are in charge of that, God, hallelujah, begin to loose our children, but to loose them, God, coming back to church in the name of Jesus, give them that desire, God, that when they are, while they are incarcerated, instead of trying to learn how, Lord God, how to do things, God, mesmerize, God, how to cause problems, Lord God, but then that they begin to realize, God, that they desire something better out of life, and there is something better, God. I pray and ask you this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus, and I give you the praise, honor, and the glory, Lord God, in Jesus' name forever. Henceforth, now in the name of God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost forever. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. We thank you for that powerful prayer for our children and for their families. Apostle Darryl, we thank you for being on.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. We continually praise the Lord this morning.
Thank you, Lord. We have
Minister Donna Hawkins on.
Yes, God.
Pastor of the church in Paducah, Kentucky. Good morning, Pastor. How are you? Pastor Donna?
Good morning, Minister G.
Good morning. How are you feeling?
I'm doing great. I sure am. Doing great. Enjoying the prayers this morning.
Oh, weren't they great prayers? I thank God for those prayers.
Yes, ma'am. Prayers.
Y'all have snow
right
on the ground there?
No snow, but it rained all day yesterday, all night, and it's raining right now. And it's starting to get cold. Yeah. It's supposed to be in the 30s sometimes during this coming week.
Ooh, geez.
So we can't complain. We can't complain. We've had some good weather. God's been good to us.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, I'm thanking the Lord for you. Are you still in the hospital?
No, ma'am. I was released on last Sunday. So I've been recuperating, receiving physical therapy, and I'm doing fine. Started out walking with a walker, now I'm using a cane, and I'm on my way back.
Amen. That was a Lord did a quick work.
I'm telling you, I've got work to do. I had no time to spare. my left one on the 15th of January. I've got to get this right when
he heals
so that we can do the last one.
Amen, amen. Well, I thank the Lord for you coming on this morning. What are you going to sing for the children on Children's Day?
I'm singing How Great Thou Art, because he is great.
He is.
Nobody but God could give men the knowledge to do what my surgeon did. He didn't clip the muscle, he just opened it up and moved it to the side, replaced what needed to be replaced, and then closed it up again. And here I am, living, walking, moving, and telling about it.
Whoa, hallelujah. Thank the Lord. He's a good God.
Yes, there he is.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, my God. When I in awesome wonder consider all the world thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder. Thy power throughout the universe displays. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Amen, amen. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Oh, my God, you don't even sound like you've been in a hospital or had surgery. We thank God for you, that powerful voice that you mm-hmm. give unto the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen. I thank the Lord for you. All right, continuing along, we got your cousin on here, Jackie Travis. She's from Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Jackie. Hey, hold on. Jackie? Hey, Jackie, how are you?
All right. Had a great time. Still having a great time. It's rainy everywhere. I was so glad
Where
to see my
you?
Aunt Valerie and my family. I had a good time for Thanksgiving. It was wonderful. So now we're trying to get ready to go to Cincinnati, have a party for my 93-year-old auntie. So we just going from city to city. But it's great. I'm glad we have to watch over these children. I'm glad y'all praying for the children this morning. It's so wonderful and good. We're trying to get ready. And so I was going to sing this little light of mine.
Amen. Go
ahead. Okay. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, Lord, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Shine for you and I, Lord. I'm gonna let it shine. Shine for you and I, Lord. I'm gonna let it shine. Shine for you and I, Lord. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All in my workplace, I'm gonna let it shine. All in my workplace, I'm gonna let it shine. All in my workplace, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, this little light of mine, and I'm gonna let it shine, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, this little light of I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for you, Jackie. You and your family, you are a blessed Bible story land. So keep up the good work. Have a safe trip. We pray your safety for you and your family as you travel.
Thank you so much.
Well, we have Apostle Earl. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said thank you, Sister G. I love you too.
All right. We have Apostle Earl.
Huh? Go ahead.
What? We have Apostle Earl Thomas on with us this morning from Warriors of Fire, House of Deliverance Ministries. Good morning, Apostle. How are you? Apostle Thomas? Well, he's on, but he may not be able to make the connection right now. Apostle Thomas, are you there? All right, he's not saying anything right now. May have stepped away from his phone. But anyway, we have Minister Stacy on with us this morning. I pray the girls are on, too. They're going to sing for us. Good morning, Minister Stacy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Did you eat plenty of turkey?
Yes.
Hey.
Yes, turkey and dressing and macaroni and cheese.
Woo, the works.
The works, it was so good. Oh, my God, my nieces cooked so good. It was a blessing.
Amen, amen. Well, I thank God for you. The girls, I'm with you?
Well, yeah, but Bianca. Bianca with me.
Okay, hey, Bianca, how are you?
I'm good.
Amen. All right, what are y'all going to sing today? I hope y'all going to sing my favorite song.
Favorite song? Your favorite song. We're going to sing it. One of your favorite songs.
All right. You're going to sing two. That's good.
Okay.
You love Jesus way down in your heart. You love Jesus way down in your heart. I'll talk about peace. Down, down. Way down in your heart. I'll talk about peace. Down, down. Way down in your heart. You are Jesus. Way down in your heart. You are Jesus. Way down in your heart. I'm talking about peace. Down, down. Way down in your heart. I'm talking about peace. Down, down. Way down in your heart.
Yes, I love him.
Yes, I love Jesus. Way down in my heart.
Yes, I love him.
Yes, I love Jesus. Way down in my heart. I'm talking about peace. Down, down. Way down in my heart. I'm talking about peace. Down, down. Way down in my heart. I'm talking about peace. Down, down. Way down in my heart. I'm talking about peace. Down, down. Way down in my heart. Do you? Jesus, way down in your heart. Do you love Jesus? Way down in your heart. I'm talking about peace. Down, down. Way down in your heart. I'm talking about peace. Down, down. Way down in your heart. I'm talking about peace. Down, down. Way down in your heart. I'm talking about peace. Down, down. Way down in your heart.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That was beautiful, beautiful. Mother and daughter singing to the glory of God. Do you love Jesus way deep down in your heart? What else are y'all going to sing?
Nobody.
Say it again.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I look high and low. Still couldn't find nobody. Nobody's greater. Nobody's greater. Nobody's greater than you. Searching all over. Couldn't find nobody. I look high and low. Still couldn't find nobody. Nobody's greater. Nobody's greater. Nobody's greater than you. Your name is above all names. You're worthy of all my praise. Mighty are the works of your hands. Mighty are the works of your hands.
Mighty are the works of your hands.
Your name is above all
names.
You're worthy of all my praise.
Of
all my praise.
Your hands,
mighty are the works of your
hands. Mighty are the works of your
hands.
Mighty are the works of your hands. Searching all over, can't find nobody. I look high and low, still can't find nobody. Nobody's greater, nobody's greater, nobody's greater than you. Nobody, nobody, nobody's greater, nobody's greater. Nobody's greater than you.
Yes, amen.
Your name is above all names. You're worthy of all my praise. Mighty are the works of your hands. Mighty are the works of your hands. Your name is above all names. You're worthy of all my praise. Mighty are the works of your hands. Mighty are the works of your hands.
Mighty are the works of your
hands. Mighty are the works of your hands. Mighty are the works of your hands. Searched all over, can't find nobody. I look high and low. You can find nobody. Nobody's greater. Nobody's greater. Nobody's greater than you. Nobody's greater. Nobody's greater. Nobody's greater than you. Nobody, nobody. Nobody's greater. Nobody's greater. Nobody's greater than you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Woo! I tell you what, your daughter's voice is getting stronger. That was awesome.
Amen.
I love that song, Mother and Daughter. Nobody greater. That, look, the child already knows ain't nobody greater than God. She's singing it to the Lord.
Amen.
We thank
Hallelujah.
Minister Stacy. She's training her children up in the way that they should go.
Amen.
Bless the Lord for you. Thank you, girl. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
God bless you. Amen.
All right. Well, we'll continue along this morning. You know, our guest speaker today is a mighty woman of God. She's the author of a book, Affirmation of Me. Now, I'm going to let her tell you a little bit more about herself, but the Affirmation of Me, she has a beautiful picture of herself on the back. She has three great sons. It says, you were created in love, by love, for love. God is love. The affirmation that you have been seeking can only be given by one person, God. It can only be accepted one way, by receiving the love that he has been offering you. God wants you to see yourself through his eyes of love. Her name is Sandra Felicia. Shares a captivating story of her journey to self-love. Her compelling testimony will provoke you and to enhance life's challenges as orchestrated situations designed by God to bring him glory. This powerful revelation will release you to forgive yourself and others from strongholds that have been hindering you from loving you. The affirmation of me gives readers tangible reasons to have hope in the face of death and pain. Sandra Felicia effectively teaches readers how to appreciate the good that can come as a result of tragedies, especially given the fact that death is inevitable. Being able to identify the benefits of a negative event into a catharsis for healing. At this point, in time in your life, you are exactly where you should be. This book was purposed for you. God wants you to know that he has affirmed you. Well, good morning, Pastor Felicia. How are you?
I'm well. Good morning. Praise the Lord. Thank you for having me this morning.
Thank you for being on with us this morning. We are grateful. She's a she tell me such great experiences that she's having with the children. And so I thank God. Let God have his way this morning in you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for being online with you all on this morning. It's truly a blessing and an honor to be able to speak to your listening audience. Just to give you a little bit of background, additional background about me and my passion for children, I'm the CEO, founder of Abundant Life Ministries, Hope House Incorporated, which is a residential group home for teen boys. I'm a former school teacher and school administrator with Miami-Dade County Public Schools. So children are truly my passion. And the scripture that I would like to read to you guys this morning comes from Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 16. Then they brought little children to him that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the children come to me and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God." And as I was studying and reading on that scripture and praying and meditating on that earlier this week, there were three things that stood out to me. And those three things, because this is a very familiar passage of scripture, whenever we're referring to the word as it relates to our children, but this time there were some three things that stood out to me. And it was in verse 13, they said, "They brought." And in the latter part of that verse, it says, "The disciples rebuked." And then in verse 16, let me read 15 and 16. "Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." And in verse 16, "And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them." And the third thing that stood out was in verse 16, and it said, "He took." So we have, they brought, the disciples rebuked, but Jesus took. He took them up in his arms. And as I listened to the prayers and the songs that I've been saying on this morning, one of the things that I really have been led to emphasize is that it was interesting in this passage of scripture that it was the disciples who rebuked. They brought, they meaning the parents, they meaning the nurses, they meaning the teachers, they, those adults, those people that were in the lives of the children, took the time and the care and the love to bring them to the only place that they knew their children needed to be, where salvation for their souls was found in Jesus Christ. But the disciples responded by rebuking them. And that was very interesting. You know, the disciples, the followers of Christ, the learned ones, those who are called by his name, rebuked them. And if we recall another passage of scripture, when they were arguing amongst themselves about who was going to be the greatest, he said, "Except you humble yourselves as a little child, unless you're like these little children." So what Jesus is teaching us here is the value, the importance of our children. And in one of the songs it says, "Careful for what we hear, what we listen to." It is our responsibility as the adults, as the parents in their lives, to introduce them, to bring them to Jesus Christ. You know, we expose them to those things that they see. We expose them to those things that they hear. We expose them to those things that they speak. And over the past 3 weeks, I've had the opportunity to attend career fair at an elementary school in my hometown. And I spoke first to grades 3 through 6, spent an entire day with them and speaking about my career as a child advocate. And then the following 2 weeks after that, I went and I spoke to grades K-2. And it was a very interesting revelation. The process of doing that was that in my grades 3 through 6, the first day of career fair with those grades, the younger the children were, I saw more compassion, I saw more love, more hunger, because my display was for Abundant Life Ministries. I had my crosses, pictures, and so forth and so on, and I had taken three of my books with me just to show the children how, first of all, I made a distinction between a career and a job, and I emphasized to them that the first four letters in the word career is care. Again, we're teaching them. We're speaking those things that they ought to know. We're taking them in the direction in which they should go. And I said, those things that you care about, that passion that God has given you on the inside, it's not about a job, it's not about the money, but it's what you deeply care about, hence your career. And I had, like I said, three of my books, and I had three children. Interestingly, I didn't bring the books there to sell or to give away. I brought them there just to show them branches of your career, your story. And I had a little boy say to me, you know, I want this book. My mom needs this book. And he was adamant that his mother had to have the book. So I ended up giving the book to him. Then I had another little girl, a fifth grader. You know, after her class left for my presentation, she remained behind and she began to say, you know, I want to be a child advocate. And she began to share her story. And she received another book. And then another little boy whom had not even been in my presentation but walked over to my display, he said, I want this book. I need to read this book. He was in fourth grade. And I said, well, it's not really written for children. You know, it's a little bit older, you know. He says, well, I read on a seventh grade reading level, and I need this book. I want this book. I want to read this book. So I gave the book to him. Now, the following 2 weeks later when I went and spoke with the kindergarten through second grade, and the Lord showed me a completely different way to deliver the message to them using teddy bears. One had been wrapped in an ACE bandage due to someone had physically abused him. Another one had a heart that was covered. Half of the heart was covered with a black cloth, showing that she had a broken heart and that placed tears in her eyes. And then I had two seemingly healthy, you know, well-adjusted teddy bears representing what we would consider the normal family life. But what I saw in those children was a degree of compassion that was absolutely amazing. As I introduced them to my friends, I told them to observe very carefully each one of my friends. And so I'm remembering they brought the children to Jesus. They brought the children to Jesus. And, again, bringing Jesus to the children, bringing the Word of God to the children, cultivating love, cultivating compassion in the hearts of the children in a public school setting, in a public school setting. And this is very important that we understand that, you know, man may say one thing, but when God opens doors, that, you know, it is our responsibility to walk through those doors. So he allowed me to be in a public school setting, bringing the message of Jesus Christ, a message of love and compassion, and those children very well received it. And what was interesting was that as they looked at each bear, their faces, and when they saw that Tina had a broken heart, oh no, someone broke Tina's heart. And then, of course, the younger they are, they want to hold the bears. And there, in particular, there was a child that took Mike. Mike was the bear that had a broken arm wrapped in bandages. And she began to apologize to this bear for everyone who had hurt him. And she shared how much she loved him and she wanted him to be safe. They brought. So we have to be so careful as disciples of Christ that we don't rebuke when they are brought. So that Jesus, his desire is for us to take them up in our arms, just as he demonstrated to the disciples, took them up in his arm and he blessed them. Earlier this year, we had a visit by the Pope, and I only mention this for a specific reason because I think it is a very good modern-day example of that scripture. And people of all faiths watched as Pope Francis made his visit here to the United States. And what was interesting was his love and compassion towards the children. So I was reminded of his visit and the images that I saw on the television as to how he received the children, how he blessed the children. Well, we know Jesus said that we are to bring the children to him, but again, a very vivid image. Another image that I saw on television was Donald Trump, where someone handed him their child, but the love and the compassion where in which Pope Francis received children was not demonstrated by Donald Trump. he, and as and so he took the child in his hands, he rebuked, because it was the spirit, not the action. And it was very evident. And so although we at times can seemingly, it can appear that we are embracing our children, we have to be very careful that it our intention is there of love and compassion, because the children want to see Jesus in us. They want Jesus. Someone prayed that, you know, the Lord would be in our schools. I had a little boy during, he was in second grade, and he said to me during my presentation, he says, "You love God because you can only do this for children if you love God." And so I said, "Well, what church do you attend?" He says, "I don't go to church." He says, "I go to Good News." Well, I knew what he was talking about. His family didn't go to church, but after school, once a week, he went to the Good News Bible Club that's held in the schools there in Palm Coast. So he recognized that you can only have the compassion and the love and the intentionality of helping to bring these children to Christ if you have the love of God residing in you. And so the value of our children far exceeds rubies, far exceeds diamonds. This is, he said, this is what the kingdom of heaven looks like. This is what the kingdom of heaven is like, children. And I am just so grateful, Sister G, for you inviting me to be on this show. And so what the affirmation of me is, again, goes back to, as you read, seeing ourselves through God's eyes, which are eyes of love, affirming love as to who we are, who he created us to be, not necessarily who people want us to be, but who he created us to be. So in affirming our children and just walking in that love of God, taking them up in our arms and blessing them, and as a residential group home provider working with the abused teenagers, I can attest to the fact that, yes, we see a lot of our children are disobedient and so forth going on in schools, all kinds of things that are going on in schools, but I would like to suggest that the enemy of their soul has had an opportunity, a window, a door of opportunity to enter in at such a young age, but the love of God is far greater, far exceeds any plan, plot, or scheme of the enemy. So if we walk in that love towards our children, we embrace our children in genuine love, we take them up in our arms, and we love them, we will see lives transformed. Because they brought the children to Jesus. They didn't bring the children to religion. They brought the children to relationship. Religion is not a sincere form of love. It's not a transforming love. Relationship with Jesus Christ is where the transformation comes from the inside out, because we realize, but for the grace of God, but for the mercies of God, we could be anywhere. Our lives could be completely different from what they are. And so again, Sister G, I just thank you for this opportunity, and I pray that we will continue to take our children to Jesus, and that we as the disciples of Christ will be very careful and very mindful that we are not rebuking those who bring their children to Jesus, and that we will take them up in our arms and love them just as he did and bless them just as he did, because there are many, many, many children out there that are being hurt, and the enemy knows the earlier he can plant his seed, the greater the stronghold, the greater the battle it will be to fight for that child's soul, to show the love of God. And I would like to end with this one little girl. She was in second grade. As her class left my presentation, she stood, and she just looked up at me. She just kept looking at me, and I said, "Sweetie, do you have a question?" And she said, "I aspire to be you, and not me, but I thank God, for it was the love of God, the love of Christ that she saw, because she was one of the ones that embraced those broken teddy bears in such a way that was absolutely, absolutely amazing." Thank you, Sister G, for the opportunity once again.
Amen. Well, I thank God for you, and I thank God for what you're doing with the children. Oh, my God, that was just so amazing. And, you know, on career day and how you taught them about, you know, in career, the beginning of the word is care. And, you know, most children have, especially the young ones, they have so much care and compassion for them, for each other, and for all people. Children are very compassionate. They see you, you know, they say, what's the matter? You okay? They'll come up and put their arms on you, put their hands on you. And, you know, even in the public schools now, as adults, we're taught not to touch the children. No, you stand away from the children and talk to them. And, you know, the children come up and hug you. What are you supposed to do, push them away? You know, and I understand about the laws and how, you know, things are dangerous for children nowadays. But, you know, it's hard because children need a touch, just like Jesus touched them. They need a touch of compassion and love. So I thank God, you know, for the way that he's using you in the schools as a child advocate and, you know, just touching their lives because they need that. They need that. When I go into the schools and I see, you know, the policemen outside or, you know, I'm like, excuse me, why did we replace the belt with the policeman?
Amen.
What is wrong with our society that we said, okay, we can't spank the child, but the policemen are allowed to gun them down?
One vote did.
That doesn't make any sense. It's not
right.
We can go into a school. People carry guns in schools, even slip them to children for them to kill each other.
Mm-hmm.
But the belt, the Board of Education, you know, they used to put on the backside, that's missing. Because when we had the belt in the classroom, the correction that was needed, you didn't need a policeman outside. The children listened and they behaved.
Yes, they did.
When they were sent to the principal's office for a spanking, they came back and they behaved. When their parents had to come and visit the school, they behaved, and if they didn't, they got the Board of Education on their backside. The girls got it in their hands, and the boys got it on their backsides, and there was order in the classroom. Trust me, God knows what he's talking about when he said, spare the rod and spoil the child. We have children now sucking their teeth at teachers, stomping their feet and telling them, I ain't. Now, you send your child for an education, and they tell you, I'm not going to do it. I ain't going to do it. You can't make me. What is that? You may as well keep them home. They are sent. Children have forgotten, and some of them have not been taught what the institution of school is for. It's for learning. It's not to come up and clown and carry on. So I thank God for you, Minister Felicia, and how you're going into schools and, you know, teaching them and touching their little hearts, how the children came up to you. They saw the teddy bears and they saw the books and they were touched with compassion. Children still have hearts of compassion. That's why so many of them are getting kidnapped because, you know, people will show them, the evil person will show them something and they go with them because they have a heart of compassion. They don't know evil like we do. They didn't know that evil was present, but their heart of compassion drew them to evil. So we got to teach them about the evil as well as the good. We got to teach them everybody don't mean you good, baby. Some people will harm you, and we have to watch our children. I put a message on Facebook not long ago. Are you training your puppy or your dog and neglecting your children? Many of us train the puppies, the dogs, but our children go neglected. We don't even train them, you know, to get up, get on your knees and pray. You know, the training that they need. Many children come to school with summer clothes on in the wintertime, cold. I don't have a coat. What's happening? Are you getting your nails done rather than buying your child a coat? What's going on? What are you doing? Are you smoking cigarettes rather than putting your money on those things rather than putting them on your children?
Not so much.
They are gifts. Didn't you hear Apostle Terry? She said they are gifts from God.
Yes, they are.
That's not how you treat a gift from God.
Amen.
Well, I could preach a whole message. I could go on another whole message, but I thank God. You know, Luke 3:6 says, all flesh shall see the salvation of God.
Yes.
Acts, as it came to pass, that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So we got to teach our children about God. They need to be saved. We don't know when our children will leave this earth. They may leave before we leave. But we got to prepare them to meet their maker whenever God calls them, whenever he allows it. And, you know, many children have generational curses on them. Their great-great-great-great-grandfather shot somebody, so then now they're getting shot. Their great-great-great-grandmama did this or did the other, and it's coming on this generation. It's not necessarily what the children of this generation are doing. It goes back generations back. That's coming on our children. So we got to pray daily for our children. The generational curses are broken off of them. Prison sentences from generation back broken off of them. You know where their great-grandmama's body was sold, prostitution acts was committed. You know, we got to pray drugs, you know, drug dealings. We got to pray all of that off of our children. We wonder, well, you know, that child came from a good home. How did they get in prison? Generational curses.
Mm-hmm.
How did they murder somebody? Generational curses.
All right.
But now we got to think about, you know, not backsliding so our children will move forward. We cancel the assignment of the enemy that caused people to backslide. We decree and declare repentance and return to the Father right away, like right now. We decree and declare faithfulness is our portion and the portion of our children, that we will start bringing them back into the church houses, that we will start bringing them back to the Lord, that we will start bending the knee and praying with our children before they leave home.
Yes,
you know,
amen.
Our, you know, many of them are coming up missing. We don't know what happened to them. We got to pray for them, cover them before they leave home, and cover them when they get back home. They're getting snatched out their bed. Well, we have time for a couple of quick testimonies, two quick testimonies. I see one of my old friends from New Orleans is on here. She now lives in Texas. Good morning, Avis. How are you?
Fine. Yourself? How are you?
I'm doing great. How was your Thanksgiving?
That's boring.
Oh, I hear you. All right. You know how to break boredom. You got to praise the Lord. Put some praise music on and start praising the Lord. That boredom going to drop like a
Lord, but
amen. You got a testimony this morning?
Yes, I got a testimony that I got fired from my job on Friday morning, but I look at it as a blessing because I had an interview Wednesday with the state.
Look at that, Jesus.
Amen, amen. Well, we're thanking the Lord for that great.
Hallelujah.
You know, God is, he's an awesome God. Sometimes he has some place for a season and a reason. And we pray for lessons that the Lord teach us. He teaches us different lessons. He allows certain things. You know, he already got, before we're born, he already got our lives all mapped out.
Amen.
We think we're doing that. No, when we say yes to the Lord, no to the devil, he orders our steps. So I thank God for you. Anybody else? Testimony time. We got testimony time. Anybody? Testimony. Press 1 if you're not ready, already on live with us, if I haven't talked to you. Press 1.
I also would like to get that telephone number to that prayer line.
All righty. I don't have it right in front of me. Wait a minute. Let me get it. Hold on.
You can text it for me when you get a chance.
You talking about our Tuesday prayer line?
Yes.
All righty. Okay, well, Father, we thank you for all that you've done. You know, God is a good God. And I know many people have testimonies about Thanksgiving. So anybody else got a testimony? Any family members came from overseas or came from, you know, distances, got together? Press one, testimony time. I know Apostle Derry got a testimony because she told me one how her family got together for Thanksgiving. So
I have one.
All right, Karen, go ahead.
We had Thanksgiving in Willis, and one of the family members prayed for our meal. So the family that we went to see does not know the Lord yet, but I'm hoping through this other person that they will get to know the Lord.
Amen, amen. Well, we're going to be praying for salvation. So I thank God for that testimony. All right. Well, it is prayer time on Bible Storyland. We're going to pray effectual, fervent prayers. Apostle Derry is going to join me. We're going to be praying for people. So state your prayer request this morning.
Hey, Sister G, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm here with my sister Pam in Georgia.
And you're in Georgia?
Yeah, Douglasville, Georgia.
Amen.
She was singing with me. I didn't realize she was singing with me, too, this morning.
Oh, who was it singing with you?
My sister Pam and Bianca. She was over there singing, too.
Amen.
Amen. I know you have been praying for her. But I'm asking you your prayers again and pray for Pearl and Prophet Murray and Sister Rose. Also, pray for my family and pray for me a new job. And,
all right. And
bless God with everything.
Amen.
Also, pray for the Lord. Pray for the Lord. Amen. For the revival again.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else? Prayer requests. We're taking prayer requests.
Yes, I like prayer to be for my son and my nephew. My son is raising his daughter to allow him to continue to use the word of God to raise his daughter and to continue to listen to his mom. He thinks his mom don't know nothing no more since he's raising his daughter. To be obedient and continue to have favor on myself. And I need to remove this anger. I keep thinking that this anger is gone, but I keep picking this anger up. I have been abused and bullied at my old job, and I have a lot of bitterness still inside of me about that, and I've been wanting to retaliate back, but I know it's not the right thing, but I need help, Lord. I need help because I got it bad, Lord. I need help to remove that thing, root of it. It needs to get out of me. Whatever it is hidden in my body needs to be plucked out at the root.
Amen, amen. All righty, thank you. Anybody else? Prayer request. Press 1 if you're not already on live with us. Haven't spoken to you, press 1 if you need prayer. All righty. Well, we're going to be praying. Anybody else? Prayer. All right. Well, Apostle Derry and I are going to be praying for people. Apostle Derry, I'm going to start off praying for Pastor Donna Hawkins, her mother-in-law, and her mother, and a quick recovery in her family. And Apostle Derry, if you could pray for Evangelist Stacy Holman, her sister Pam, just her whole family and lost souls, and that she receive a new job, and then we'll go from there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay. Father, we thank you this morning. We bless you. We honor you. We thank you, Father God, that you are with us. You won't ever leave us nor forsake us. We stand in awe of your greatness, oh God. You are mighty God, mightier than we ever thought or imagined. You who said, let there be, oh God, you are the great creator. You created the whole earth, and you own the earth and everything in it, even us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the lives that you give us. We thank you for the families that you give us, oh God. And, Father, save all of our families. We lift up Bible Storyland families this morning, and we thank you, Father God, for your grace and your mercy. Woo, if it was not for your grace and your mercy, Lord, we would not be here today. So, Father, I lift up your servant, Pastor Donna Hawkins, who had hip surgery recently, continually do that healing in her body, particularly in the hip area, the lower back, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for her mother, Mother Newsom, Mother Hawkins, and we pray her quick recovery. We lift up her entire family, Lord, and we thank you for family love. Father, we thank you for providing and meeting every need that they have. Be with her mother in the nursing home, oh God, even as she go for therapy, oh God, every day. Give her the strength in her body. Heal her mother's body, Lord, in Jesus' name. So we bless and honor you right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father God, in the name of Jesus right now, God, we pray, Father God, for the sisters, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that ask for the prayer, Lord God, concerning, Lord God, our job. Lord, we know that you're able. We realize that everything belongs to you. Everything upon the face of the earth is yours, God. You said, Lord, heavens and the earth is yours. You said the world and they that dwell therein. Father, you even said the cattle upon a thousand hills belong to you. Father God, you said the houses and the land is yours. You said the silver and the gold is mine. Therefore, Father God, and we are yours. You said everything upon the face of the creeping, everything, God, upon the face of this earth, Lord, every creeping thing, little thing, God, is yours. Therefore, we know that we are yours, Lord God, and we know, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father, if we ask, believe, and we shall receive it. You said, Lord, we have not, for we ask not. God, in the name of Jesus, I pray this morning, Father God, that, hallelujah, that our sister asks, God, in faith, believe it, and I believe she does, Lord, in the name of Jesus. All right, now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I speak, Lord God, that this job shall come forth, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, she has the interview, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Give her favor. Give her favor for those, Lord God, that she needs favor with, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. And it shall come to pass that she shall receive the job in the name of Jesus. And Father, I give you the praise, the honor, and the glory for you, God, and I call it done now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, in the merciful name of Jesus, Lord God, for the sister that you just touched my heart concerning when she said, God, by how the enemy tries to attack her, the Lord God, to become angry. I rebuke and bind that right now in the name of Jesus. Bind it up, cast it back to the pits of hell from whence it came, Lord. It's only the enemy trying to creep in, God, and cause the turmoil, trying to turn her around, God. But God, I just stand strong, God. Give her the strength to stand on your word, uncompromising, God, and not go along with what the enemy says, God. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke and bind him, rending power of Satan. In the name of Jesus, I serve notice on you concerning this situation. You are a defeated foe in Jesus' name, Satan. I said you are a defeated foe, Satan, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you are a defeated foe in the name of Jesus. And you shall not get her. You shall not get this soul because she does not belong to you. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I command that you loose it now in the name of Jesus. Loose it now in the name of Jesus. You loose it in the name of Jesus. You have no control over her. And I rebuke and bind and render powers any, every, and all things that would try to come against her in Jesus' name. And as she go to work or go wherever she go in peace. I rebuke and bind the anger. I serve notice on you, anger, right now. You are a defeated foe in the name of Jesus. You no longer have any control over her. In the name of Jesus, she shall serve God, and him only shall she serve, and more daily in the name of Jesus.
us. And Father, we thank you for it right now. We call it done, God. I know it's all done for all of them. In Jesus' name and forever, we thank you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen. I was going to ask you to pray for her, but you covered it. Thank God for that. Now, I'm going to pray for Jackie Travis and her patients, her husband. And Apostle Dare, if you could come after me and pray for the leaders of the body of Christ. The leaders are going through so many things, so you could pray for the leaders. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for Jackie Travis, who comes on faithfully on Bible Storyland and sing. And, Lord, we pray for traveling grace and mercy. We bind up incidents, accidents, and mishaps as she and her husband and family travel back and forth from where she is to Jacksonville, oh God. And, Father, you know she takes care of the elderly. In the name of Jesus, she is a caretaker. And we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in her patients. Even as she visits each patient, oh God, we thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha, that mighty healing. I thank you, Father God, for going with her. I thank you for our patients being continually cared for, taken care of, meet every need, Lord God. Even as Jackie go in with the anointing, oh God, I thank you, Lord God, for the healing of their bodies, their minds. I bind up Alzheimer's, senility from her patients, oh God, and diseases, oh God, that would attack their bodies. I decree and declare that the elderly live in excellent health and strength, oh God. And Father God, especially those elderly that know your name, we thank you for special blessings for them. And those that do not know you, that are elderly in the pardon of their sins, we ask you, Lord, to save them in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless and honor you right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Father God, and in the name of Jesus, Lord God, today, Father, I pray and ask that you would touch your people even all the more, Lord, your servants of the Most High God. Father, in the name of Jesus, each and every one of us, Father God, that you have your calling that you place on our lives, God, we are called for a special reason, God. We are called, Lord God, to help your people, God. We are called, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, stand on your word uncompromising and preach and teach and witness and testify what thus saith the Lord, not what thus saith man, woman, boy, nor girl, of what thus saith the Lord. Oh, Father God, cause us to stand, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen us where we're weak and make us stronger in the name of Jesus, that we stand on your word, Lord God, uncompromising, that we, Lord God, preach and teach what you give us, not what man says, not what these books say, God. That's not your word. Oh, Father God, let us not try to sugarcoat it, Lord God, and mess it all up just to please the works of the enemy, God. Oh, but in the name of Jesus, that we preach it and teach it as you give it to us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, even take us back, God, hallelujah, to where we once used to be, Lord, in your word, how we used to preach and teach your word, God. Touch and strengthen your leaders this day, Father, in the name of Jesus, all over the land in every nation, not just only in the United States of America, not only in Florida, not only in Jacksonville, God, hallelujah, not only in Miami, God, and other places, not only in Georgia, God, but all over the world, because the world belongs to you. Oh, Father God, that we're preaching and teaching when they want to hear it, when they don't want to hear it, in season and out of season, God, but that we stand on your word uncompromising. For you are our Father, our Lord, and our God, and we have a soul to save, hallelujah, and a God to glorify. God, strengthen us, God. Let us stand on your word, God. Let us not be weak, hallelujah. Let us not be weak, God, because it be powerful, Lord, in your word to speak and teach what you give us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, those that are sickly, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Sickly, Lord God, not in sickly in body, God, but sickly in mind. God, I pray strength for those minds, God. Return them back to the fold in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For we allow someone, God, to let the enemy creep in there, God, because the things seem to sound so much better for our young people. But, God, we got to do what thus saith the Lord, not what thus saith man. God, we got to do it because we got to give an account of all of these things, God. Strengthen us, God, in the name of Jesus, that we stop sugarcoating things, God, and preaching as thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And, Father, God, for this we pray blessings and peace, mercy, and your grace for your people. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and bless them to know, God, that many of them have not, for they ask not, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, we must ask depending on you, God, and knowing that in due time and in due season it shall come to pass. And Lord, for this we give it a praise, the honor, and the glory. We say thank you, sir. Hallelujah, we call it done now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father, because we love you. We love you. We bless your name forever in Jesus' name, Lord. Strengthen us where we can, build us up, make us stronger, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. We love you and thank you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father God, we pray for everyone who's come on Bible Storyland today. We lift them up before you, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in their lives, drawing them closer to you than ever before. And Father God, we rebuke the devourer on their behalf. In Jesus' name, we cover them with the blood of Jesus. No weapon that is formed against them or their families shall prosper. We pray for their neighborhoods, their cities, their states. To get to know you like never before, to run into your presence, oh God. You are holy, you are awesome King, you are mighty God. No God greater than you, Jehovah. No God greater than you. And Lord, bless their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren, those to be born. And Father God, we thank you for what you're doing in all of our lives. Let healing, deliverance, salvation come forth in our lives, in our families' lives. In Jesus' name, heal our bodies. Heal our bodies. Many people, Lord God, are going through ailments in their bodies, afflictions, sicknesses, all kinds of things coming against them, oh God. But we thank you for healing them. Bless the children, Lord God. Oh, be with the children, Lord. You know you gave us children for a gift. So, Father, we cover them with blood. Stop the murder. Stop the violence, oh God. Those that are committing crimes against our children that have not been caught yet, expose those demons, oh God. Hiding behind people, oh God, causing people to come against the children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way. Hide our children under the shadow of your almighty wings. Be their refuge. Shield our children, oh God, from every enemy that would try to kill or steal their or rob them, Lord God, of their love for you, oh God. And oh, Father God, let our children have longevity, oh God. We bind up every inherited curse and we send it back to the devil right now in Jesus' name. Our children shall be taught of the Lord at an early age, and great shall be the peace of our children, and they shall live and not die and declare your works, oh God. Raise up the Joshua generation. Raise up a generation of children that has a heart for you, oh God. Raise them up and let their families see that they belong to you, and save their families as well, oh God, from this untoward generation. We bind up conformity to this world. Oh God, we thank you for transformation coming forth like never before. So we bless you in Jesus' name. Well, it's closing time on Bible Storyland. We thank God for each who came on this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
Continually honor God. Continually honor the Most High. Continually give him praise. Continually obey God. And he loves you. He loves each one of you. He loves, of course, you know, he already loved me. He loved me the best. I'm his favorite child. Just kidding. He's no respecter of persons. He loves you just like he loved me. But, you know, I always tell my friends, you know, I'm his favorite. He loved me more. We had that little thing going on. No, he loves all of us. So I thank the Lord for each of you and the love that he has for us. And he wants you, I'm talking about you, to love him with all of your heart, soul, and strength. You know that thing that we put a lot of strength into, a lot of things. Oh, no, no, no. Use that strength, that love, to give it to God. Every concern you have, give it to the Father. You can come on Bible Storyland and ask for prayer, but ultimately you got to go to the Father for yourself. Establish a relationship with the Most High God. He's waiting for you in the secret place.
Thank you.
So have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Don't forget, praise the Lord like never before. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. God bless you. I love y'all. See you next week. Next week is Senior Citizens Day. Same time. Hallelujah. Love y'all.
Love you.